I want to talk about Tim Miller. I do. I want to talk about Tim Miller. And in case you don't know who Tim Miller is, and I've wanted to talk about Tim Miller for a few weeks now. Okay? I wanted to talk about him for a few weeks now. Now, those of you who don't know who he is, and this is the problem with the Republican Party. It is. I know I'm a Republican. I'm new to the system. I'm new to the system. Like I've said before on this program, those of you who are new, I was a Democrat. I was a liberal. I was an addict. Okay. So that's what I say. I was addicted to liberalism. I was addicted to liberalism. I was a junkie. I was a junkie to the liberal speech. Now, one of these days, I will go through my my thoughts on why this was. We've done it on this program before, and every so I like to revisit. I like to revisit why I was addicted to liberalism. That way I never fall into that horrible, horrible, horrible addiction again. So I'm new. I'm new to the Republican Party. I'm new to the Republican ways. And things that I've seen during this this election cycle has turned me off to some in the Republican Party. That Republican drug at times is not as sweet as the liberal drug. It's a different high. it's kind of like going from smoking marijuana or hashish to drinking alcohol. You know, you're still getting high, you're still getting buzzed, you're still altering your senses, but it's a different high. It's a different buzz. Same thing with smoking cigarettes and or switching to chewing tobacco or nicotine gum. You're still getting that drug. You're still getting that fix, but it's different. So I'm trying. Okay? I'm trying. I'm trying to get in line, but there's definitely some issues that I have with the Republican Party, and one of them is eating of their own. And I know some people have talked about this before. Some people have really, really been hard on different Republicans. But for the most part, the Republican Party as a whole, the leadership and pundits that are I consider leaders of the pundits, your Krautheimers or your Rhodes. You have them eating their young, and they don't see anything wrong with it. Now, Democrats don't. Democrats don't. Remember, I was a Democrat. I was a liberal for many, many years. I watched all the liberal TV talk. I still watch your Rachel Maddow's, your Lawrence O'Donnell's. Not as much But I still flip through and get a perspective and see what's going on, who's talking, what's happening. They never, ever eat their own. They never do. No matter what is going on in the process of a congressional race or a primary, they do not eat their own. You will never hear Lawrence O'Donnell talking ill of Bernie Sanders or talking ill of Hillary Clinton or talking ill of Barbara Boxer. You will never, ever see a pundit talking ill of Bernie Sanders, of Hillary Clinton, of Barbara Boxer, of Dianne Feinstein. It just doesn't happen. They don't do it. They don't do it. Even the pundits that are in the camp of Hillary or the camp of Bernie or the camp of Feinstein or whoever, they don't do it. The visceral hate doesn't come out. It's just a difference of opinions. And that difference comes out in a very civil, in a very kind, it's like, excuse me, I would like to interject for a second, if I may. I would like to disagree with you, if I may. And I hope this isn't too harsh. But I feel, and this is just my thoughts, such and such possibly would be a better candidate. Yes, possibly. I mean, that's that's the way the Democrats do it. Now, the Republicans, it's visceral hate. It's visceral hate. Now, in Wisconsin, you had talk show after talk show talking about Donald Trump being Satan. Okay? Just Satan. He is Satan. He is the devil. He is everything that's bad. He's everything that's bad with not just the Republican Party, but just with the world, okay? E.T. would say Trump is bad. Now, they spent, and when I say they, now I'm talking about the anti-Trump forces. Remember now, Trump is the front runner. Trump is the guy that has the message that is most like the guy that's beating up Hillary in the primaries on the Democrat side. Remember, we did this breakdown the other day. We have a story on the web, on our website, that talks about Bernie Sanders and talks about Donald Trump and how similar they are. And the Republican Party should be embracing that. They should be embracing the person that sounds like Bernie, considering that Bernie, if it wasn't for superdelegates, would be beating, would be destroying Hillary Clinton right now. That message is resonating. So you have a message that's resonating with Democrats, and that same message is resonating with Republicans. And that message that's resonating with those Democrats have that same enthusiasm, that same excitement that people that are listening and following Donald Trump. And that's important in an election. It's extremely important. So you had outside forces. And of course, you know, they're super PACs that spent over $2 million in Wisconsin fighting Donald Trump. So you had the talk show hosts, the Charlie Sykes, and every other Yahoo in Wisconsin that was on talk radio, slamming Trump, just lighting him on fire. You had super PACs. And the biggest one, okay, the biggest super PAC being run called Our Principles PAC. And a gentleman by the name of Tim Miller heads this super PAC. And it's funded by the Ricketts family. And that's the family that own the Chicago Cubs. And also failed gubernatorial candidate Meg Whitman. And she ran for governor out here in California, lost, spent millions and millions and millions of her own money, and got her, well, let's just say she lost bad, real bad, okay? So you have Meg Whitman, and you have the Ricketts family, dumping millions and millions and millions of dollars into this super PAC called Our Principles. And it's run by Tim Miller. Now, the funny thing is, they haven't spent a dime against Trump in New York. They haven't spent a dime against Trump in New York. It's funny. Wisconsin was the turning point. Remember, Ted Cruz said, the people are speaking, the people are waking up, this is the turning point, we've turned them. Turning point? How's it a turning point? Are you sure it wasn't an outlier? If it was a turning point, Ted Cruz wouldn't be, what, 40 points down in New York? He wouldn't be running third to John Kasich. He wouldn't be running third in Pennsylvania. He wouldn't be running third in Connecticut. He wouldn't be running third in all these states that are coming up in the next week or two on the East Coast. There would be millions and millions and millions and millions and millions of dollars spent. Because it's a turning point. It's not a turning point. It's an absolute farce. There is no turning point. Wisconsin was an anomaly. Remember, you had Scott Walker. You had the entire talk radio universe. You had Paul Ryan. You had millions of dollars by Tim Miller and this Our Principles Super PAC. Stars were lined up. The moons were lined up. E.T. was lined up. Not just E.T., not one E.T., but thousands of E.T.s. Everything was lined up perfectly. Absolutely perfectly. And still, at the end of the day, if there was no John Kasich, chances are Trump wouldn't have lost by 13 points. He might have only lost by 5 points. But what happened in Wisconsin was a not we love Ted Cruz. We want Ted Cruz. Ted Cruz is our man. It was a anti-Trump vote. It was the Hugh Hewitt vote. Remember, I told you, Hugh Hewitt, every single day on his crappy talk show, instructs whoever is listening the ins and outs of strategic voting. And it's not about Ted Cruz. It's not about John Kasich. It wasn't about Marco Rubio. It was about denying Trump the nomination. That's all it was about. That's it. Wasn't about the best man winning. It wasn't about who the people wanted. It was about stopping Trump. It's bizarre. It's like a team. It's like a football team or a baseball team playing not to win, not to be the best, but to beat the Yankees or beat the Patriots. It's like you're the Cleveland Browns or you're the Los Angeles Rams and you start the season and say, we don't care about winning. Matter of fact, we don't want to win. Matter of fact, winning is not even on our minds. Playoffs, Super Bowl, none of that matters. We have this day circled on the calendar and it's the day we play the Patriots. And if we can beat the Patriots, and that loss can prevent them from going to the playoffs or clinching home field advantage. If it just stops them in some way or makes their championship run harder, then our mission is complete. We can go 1-15. We can go 1-1. Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter as long as we beat them and make their season a disaster or make their season that much harder as far as getting the Super Bowl or winning a championship, division, whatever. I mean, it's lunacy. It's ridiculous. It goes against everything we are as far as competing and being the best and winning. Winning. This political season hasn't been about winning and being the best. That's what we've seen. It's not about winning. It's supposed to be about picking the best person or the most popular person. I think at times it's the same. Even though a lot of people despise that. A lot of people despise that. A lot of politicians, a lot of the Ted Cruz's and the Rubio's and the Bush's and the establishment despise that concept. Despise the concept that, in their mind, somebody who's less qualified, less educated, less of who they are, in their mind, is beating them. The people want them more. They can't handle that. It just doesn't compute in their minds. So Wisconsin wasn't about Ted Cruz. Listen, if Wisconsin was about Ted Cruz, Ted Cruz wouldn't be getting hammered in New York. He wouldn't be losing in Pennsylvania. I mean, move to the other states. I get New York is Trump's home state. You're supposed to win your home state, blah, blah, blah. Okay, well, what about Pennsylvania? What about Pennsylvania? I can play into the game of, well, Republicans aren't going to win New York regardless. Okay, but what do you say to Pennsylvania? Pennsylvania is a state that is in play. Pennsylvania is a state that Republicans have won before. And I'm not going back to Ronald Reagan. I mean we have won Pennsylvania. We have won Pennsylvania before. The last time wasn't Ronald Reagan. Pennsylvania is a state that is in play. It wasn't with Obama and Romney, but Pennsylvania is a state that can go red. It's not a gimme blue. It's not. It's not a gimme blue. Pennsylvania is in that that wheelhouse like Ohio is. Republicans have won Ohio before. And they've won it before Reagan. So you can say, well, Cruz isn't going to win New York. Well, I'll give you that, but he's got to be competitive in Pennsylvania. If the guy's third place in Pennsylvania, what does that say about this Wisconsin turning point? There's no turning point. Wisconsin was a strategic vote against Trump. Tim Miller's not voting or not laying out the Rickett family money in New York. He's not laying out the Rickett family money in New Jersey. He's not laying out the Rickett family money in Connecticut. Why do you think that is? Why do you think that is? Why do you think that is? Because they know. They know. That was their only shot at stopping Trump to the point of making it that much harder to reach the 1237. But see, here's the thing, and I wish, again, people would talk about this. Once in a while, you hear someone talk about it. Once in a while. When I say I wish people talk about it, it would be a continuous conversation, but it's not. When the last primary is done, when that's over, California, when it's it, you still have about 6 weeks until that convention. Okay, you still got about 6 weeks until that convention. If you really think between those six, if you really listen to me, God, if there was a collective group, if there was an audience in front of me, and I would just one person, the audience filtered into one person, and I could just slap on the head and go, just listen to me. If you think for 6 weeks people are just going to be sitting around and playing with themselves and they're just going to go into the convention to have a battle royale, you're insane. It's not going to happen. This thing's going to get decided before the convention. This thing might even get decided before California. Thing might get decided before California. There's no way that this thing is going all the way to the convention and no one knows who's got the delegates, where the delegates are going. And they're going to go, ready, set, go. And people are going to start hitting each other with baseball bats on the convention floor. It's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. So the Tim Millers and the Ricketts. And the Rick Wilsons. Another just major a-hole. Rick Wilson, this guy. You ever hear him talk? He's almost as bad. You know, maybe it's close. Who's worse, Tim Miller or Rick Wilson? Again, these guys, I'm convinced. Well, we'll get to Tim Miller in a minute, but I'm convinced these guys, they don't care who the president is. They don't care if it's Hillary Clinton. They really don't care. They're just political headhunters. They run super PACs. They make hundreds of thousands of dollars off super PACs. Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter who's in the White House. It doesn't matter. Because these two, oh yeah, yeah, when you listen to them go off on Trump or different voters with this hate. Seriously, with just this hate, this visceral, disgusting, just hate. It's impossible. It's impossible. Anybody to back any side that they're on. After you get done watching Tim Miller speak or Rick Wilson speak, and a month later you see them supporting a candidate, you're instantly going to reject whoever they're supporting just because of the hate that they have spewed against you, because it's just not policy. But to listen to Wilson and Miller talk about the people that support Trump are stupid and they're ignorant and Trump is a moron and oh my God, it's amazing. So it's obvious that they don't care about the White House. They don't care. Republican, Democrat, Independent, Socialist, it's all good for their business. It's all good. So Wisconsin was just that road bump. It was that spike strip. That's all it was. That's all it was. And Tim Miller, remember what Tim Miller and Rick Wilson and Katie Packer, what they are. They're holistic medicine. That's what they are. They are alternative medicine. They're that person that convinces somebody with cancer or some other horrible disease that's killing them. They convince them that if they try this alternative form of medicine, it will save their life. It will prolong their life. And that's what they do. So they convince the Rickett family and all these other whales, that don't like Trump or anybody, for that matter, a policy, you know, a position, fracking, whatever. But the Tim Millers and the Katie Packers, they convince these billionaires that they have the mojo, that their alternative medicine, their holistic medicine, their spices and their herbs and their magic incense, whatever the hell it is. It's going to cure them. That's their job to bamboozle them. Their job was to get $2 million. $2 million they spent in Wisconsin. $2 million. That's what Tim Miller spent in Wisconsin. Now, the interesting thing, and I would implore the internet detectives, because I know they could find this, okay? And those of you who are listening, I implore you, this is what I want you to do. Find out how much money, because I know it's got to be in the financial paperwork, the filings. How much money does a Tim Miller take? Because he has to take his pay. He gets pay. The Bush Super PAC guy, what was it, Murphy? I think, didn't he make something like $15 or $16 million? Something just insane. The guy made $15 or $16 million. They brought in $100 million, and Bush lost, and he lost badly. So how much money does Tim Miller take? How much money does Katy Packer take? How much money does Rick Wilson take? How much money do they take? How much money do they take for the job of bamboozling people? Tim Miller bamboozled the Rickett family. He bamboozled that family. He just bamboozled them. And the Ricketts' friends and family, he bamboozled them all. That the millions of dollars spent in Wisconsin would not only slow Trump down, but it would kill him. It would crush him. It would be over. Finished. Be done. And that's what happened. Now, let me explain to you something. And this is how bizarre. This is how bizarre the Republican Party is. Okay? Seriously, this is how bizarre. And it's and not the entire party. There's just small sections. And Tim Miller, that section of bizarreness, okay? That section of bizarreness. Tim Miller is gay. Yes. Tim Miller is gay. Yes. Yes. The guy that runs the biggest anti-Trump super PAC, the guy that's doing the dirty deeds for the establishment, is gay. I repeat, Tim Miller, and I know people who are in politics and have been doing it for a long time, and they're part of the Beltway media and so forth, are listening to me going, yeah, Rob, okay, that's old news. Well, there might be some of my listeners who don't understand this, and I need to clarify and really hit this point home. Tim Miller, a guy that is working his ass off. I think we could say that. And I don't think it's the first time that Timmy Miller has worked his ass off. I got everybody behind me there. Oh, that was a joke. It's not a joke. I'm saying he's done a lot of work. He worked for Jeb Bush. Okay? And he's a hard worker. That's all I meant. And he's worked his ass off. That's all I meant. You guys keep your minds out of the gutter. So here's a guy that's working his ass off for the establishment. The very same establishment that is anti-gay. He's working his ass off. He's working his ass off, Tim Miller is, to make sure Trump doesn't get the nomination and it goes to Ted Cruz. And Ted Cruz, not only has the endorsement from a pastor that hates gays, but Ted Cruz speaks at a convention, I guess you could call it that, a convention of fellow gay-hating evangelicals, where this pastor gave a speech before he introduced Ted Cruz, where he talked about killing gays. Gays must be killed. They must be snuffed out. He gave this fiery 20-minute sermon all about homosexuality and gays being evil and horrible and all of this hate, like, just like, wow. Like, you watch it and go, wow. Here we are in 2016, regardless of what you think about homosexuality and so forth and so on, to listen to a pastor talk about killing gays, and then after the crowd applauds, he goes, "Now I'd like to bring out your 2016 presidential candidate, Ted Cruz." And you're like, wow. And here is Tim Miller, a homosexual Republican, doing everything in his power to make sure Donald Trump doesn't get the nomination, and it goes to a guy who's not only endorsed, but actually is speaking at this pastor's convention, who wants Tim Miller dead. Is that just lunacy? Is that just lunacy in my party? Is that just beyond lunacy? Tim Miller, millions of dollars against Donald Trump. He cheered. Look, Donald Trump lost. Ted Cruz won. Cheered. He cheered for a guy who's part of a group of pastors that want Tim Miller dead. What is going on? What is going on? See what I mean by eating their own? Democrats would never, ever, never, ever do. Listen, we'll talk about this in the next segment. Hillary Clinton and Bill Blasio, They did a horrible racist joke. A horrible racist joke. And liberal media is like, come on. Come on. The hell, he's got a black wife and black kids. He can make racist jokes. Come on. Can you imagine if Donald Trump made some... hell, Donald Trump, listen to me. Donald Trump says we have to seal the borders. You have people that are coming from Mexico that are rapists and murderers and drug dealers. Some are good people. But there's a lot of rapers and molesters. And he's called racist. He was just speaking truth. And he's called racist. Hillary Clinton and Bill Blasio, they make a over-the-top racist joke. And the media's like, come on. That's nothing. It's nothing. That's what I mean. Democrats protect their own. They protect their own. Plain and simple. Doesn't matter. Republicans? What, are you kidding me? The Republicans, people in my party are just so out of their minds. They're out of their minds that you would have an openly gay man lobbying for somebody to win. Who wants them dead? What's going on? It's bizarre. It's the most bizarre thing I've ever. It's the most bizarre thing it's just bizarre. It's one thing to be like Lindsey Graham and be. Well, we don't know if Lindsey's gay. Okay. We don't know. If Lindsey's gay, we don't know that. He's never come out of the proverbial closet. He's never come out and said, I'm gay. But we do know that he's never been married. He's in his late 60s. Doesn't have kids. Doesn't have a girlfriend. And at times lives with his sister. He meets all the boxes, all the boxes that you check to say you're gay, aside from shopping at some store in West Hollywood, buying a 5-gallon tub of Vaseline. Aside from that, like, okay, I say gay. Aside from that. All of the gay boxes are checked for Lindsey Graham. But we don't know. So when he sides with anti-gay legislation, you don't know. You don't know. You don't know. So you can kind of understand or at least accept it. But when you're Tim Miller and you straight up just in 2007, you're like, I'm gay, okay? I love men. When you straight up say, I am gay, and I am a Republican, and I support policies that are anti-gay, You're retarded, okay? You're retarded. You're retarded. Plain and simple. You are retarded. Tim Miller is working his ass off to make sure Donald Trump doesn't get the nomination. And it goes to Ted Cruz, somebody who wishes Tim Miller was dead. Incredibly bizarre, my friends. Incredibly bizarre. And that's what is going on in the Republican Party. That is what's going on with the super PACs that are against Trump. That is going on in the deep, dark bowels. Bowels. The nooks and crannies of the Republican Party. Ay, ay, ay. Well, we'll see where Tim Miller puts his PAC money next. Okay? We'll see where Tim Miller puts his PAC money next. Because it's not in New York. It's not in Pennsylvania. It's not in Connecticut. We'll see where he puts that money next. Maybe he'll put it in some ads fighting the bills in North Carolina, the anti-gay bills in North Carolina, the anti-gay bills in Mississippi. I mean, I don't mean to go back to this, but think about this. Here's this guy, Tim Miller, millions and millions and millions of dollars to stop Donald Trump. And his own party is telling him that if he goes to Mississippi or he goes to North Carolina, if he goes to any of these areas, and there's more states with the anti-gay legislation on the books, creating more legislation. Here's a guy that is involved with a party. He's involved with a party that says to him, "We hate you. What does that say about Tim Miller as a human being? What does that say about Tim Miller as a human being? That he would be involved with a party that says to him, we hate you. We despise you. What does that say about Tim Miller that he's helping a guy win? He's helping a guy win that is endorsed by people that say, Tim Miller, we want to kill you. Oh, Jesus, it's just insane.